James, you may tell me just about that stone in your area that's called Fionnmhuil.
Well, that would be the old people that.
Okay, no, it's only fairy tale, but tell me about it, like.
Well, it's sitting up on a top of a ridge, a drum, we would call. That's why it was called Drum Finn. And the old people maintained Fionnmhuil. Well, Fionnmhuil is buried everywhere in every townland. But there is something about the stone because it's about the length of a coffin or maybe a little longer, and it's kind of shaped like a coffin. And there wouldn't be a stone within 20 mile of it of the same calibre, because there wouldn't be a quarry where you could quarry the stone within 30, 40 mile of it. The nearest quarry to that you could get a stone of that calibre would be Milford. That's 10 mile away. It had to be brought there, however they brought it there.
Genie, Mike, there would be some weight in that thing.
Aye, but sure, how did they bring the stones to the desert?
Well, that's true. Yeah.
When they were burying the pyramids. I wish you'd seen this stone. Sometimes you might get round and have a pair of Wellingtons on you.
I'd love
and
to.
I'll show you the stone.
I'd love to.
And you can look around to see where you could find a stone like that.
But you feel it was moved, James, you said.
Oh, aye, it was moved. There were an old saying, there were a pot of gold had under it. And they were making an old road into the bog, you know, the county council or land commission or whoever was doing it. And at dinner time, the workmen hoped and hoped looking for this, and it was let kind of drop sideways into a hole. But someday, if I live long enough, I'll get a digger to lift it back out and replace it the way it was.
Yeah, to its former state.
Yeah. And on the land registry, it's registered on the land registry in Dublin as the giant's grave. That's, if you look for the ordnance survey map, it's ticked
there, yeah.
Giant's grave. But I suppose that's only a landmark.
Yeah, but would it not be sound like a wee bit like a dolmen, James? You
know, the I could show you a great dolmen. You would a wee bit to walk to this one now.
Where's that?
It'll be at a place called Meenbug.
Was it many miles from?
This is a genuine burying ground.
Right, oh, definitely.
A genuine burying ground, but it had been tampered with too.
Was it?
But it, oh, indeed it had. The standing up stones with lintels across them.
Yeah, that's a dolmen.
There was one fellow now, I showed it to him, and he dug a bit of it. And he came back to me and he says that he found two pieces of flint. And he sent them to the Belfast University, and they sent him back word that this flint was not found in Ireland, that it was only found in somewhere in Wales, this particular flint. It was buried with a burial, if you know what I mean. So it's a genuine burial ground. I mean, it is genuine.
And do lots of people go visiting there, James?
They don't know it's there at all.
No, it's hard to get there.
Like it's hard to get there.
Mm-hmm.
It's way out in the hills. Not at all. They don't know it's there at all.
So was it in the same area as your...
Well, near enough. Town. It wouldn't be far from where I was reared.
Yeah.
But oh, it's a genuine burial ground. There's no doubt about that. I could bring you to it. I could bring you most of the road and then show you how to get to it, if you know what I mean.
Need to walk just a
few. You'd have a bit to walk. You need just a pair of Wellingtons. You could motor mostly to the place, and then you might have to walk about a quarter of a mile across a bit of a hill. But very easy, you would follow a headline, and you would come to an iron gate, and you would turn on the iron gate, and it was there in front of you just.
And whose land is that on? Is that on yours?
No, it would be on a crowd they call the Buchanans. They have a stud farm there.
That's interesting.
No, that's it. I mean, this is a good... I showed it to a fella from Belfast. He was an engineer out in Saudi Arabia or Baghdad or something. And oh, he was more than interested. He said it was the best he ever saw. He said it was a genuine burial ground.
Would there be lots of standing stones?
There would be maybe 15 or 60 of them all in a row.
Mm-hmm. And a wee lintel on
A lintel on the top.
Yeah.
But some of them had been tumbled.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a good few of them with the lintels still standing there. Well, there is, surely. Aye.
Someday, hopefully, we'll get to that, James.
I'll bring you to it. You wouldn't have too far to walk now.
No, I wouldn't mind walking.
No, I mean, I would take you as far as I could on the motor car, and I would direct you how to get to it. You would just follow a ditch, you know, a headline ditch, mm-hmm. and when you would come to an old iron gate, just turn on the iron gate and it's there in front of you. And it's away at the back of beyond. You know, why they buried them up there? You know, it's amazing.
For another day.
I know, well, you'll be interested in this now.
I'd love to see that.
You'll be interested in this. There's no doubt about it. And I'll show you the other one. You would only have about from here to the shade to walk to the other one, the long stone.
Oh, yeah. Where Fionn's buried.
Aye, where Fionn MacCool's buried.
That itself will be quite
well,
a good
one. Well, you have a look at it and then look around the area and say to yourself, where the nonder God did they get this stone? Because it wasn't in that area, or within 10 miles of it. And in those days, that would be there for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Of course.
How did they get it there? The only other answer, and why did it just land in that one spot, and with maybe after the ice age or the flood, that's the only other reason that it could have got there. But where did it come from? Even if the flood did carry it, there is no stone around there the same caliber. No. So, I would love you would see these now, and if you ever, you know, want to have a look on a middling good day.
Yeah. Because I would too.
I would love you would see it.
Yeah. How many miles would it be from here now?
Oh God, it's only up the road about 3 miles.
3 miles. Right. Until then, we will meet again, James.
Yeah, thank you. We'll definitely. And I still would love you to see these sites.
I will do.
Yeah.
Okay, James, thanks for the offer.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm sorry there's nobody in to make you a drop of tea.
No, I'm fine. Good morning, James. I guess be lay looking.
And I hope I was a wee bit of help to you.
You were fine. Good meal,
even though I didn't talk much. I have Irish, and good enough Irish, but I kind of converse well with it, if you know what I mean.
Halt and clear to just.
That's it.
Sinead.